This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We talked about the decline in retail jobs in November. Well, speaking of muddled, some industries that support retail added jobs, namely transportation and warehousing. Those sectors added 50,000 workers in November and now employ over 200,000 more people than before the pandemic. Marketplace's Justin Ho looked into warehouse employment and whether those jobs have staying power.
At the start of last month, Greg Warwick started leasing a warehouse for the baking equipment supply company he runs, called TMB Baking. He says given how challenging it is to import the products he sells,
we need to increase the amount of our goods available to our customers so that they can have the equipment when they need it.
Warwick says he's also hiring a full-time employee to help manage the warehouse and prep items for shipment. He says that position is here to stay.
If our strategy is to take on additional space, to have more product, then we need to ensure that we can also continue to move that through.
For other companies, a lot of the transportation and warehousing jobs added last month were only seasonal hires, says Jason Miller, a professor of supply chain management at Michigan State University. That said, warehouse employment has been one of the fastest growing sectors of the job market since 2019.
We're not going to see a sudden massive decline in warehousing employment once we get to the other side of the pandemic.
But for workers, warehousing roles tend to be physically demanding. Catherine Zekier at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth says the positions can have unpredictable hours and higher rates of injury.
Even if the total number of jobs increases in these sectors, the jobs themselves might be far from stable from the workers' perspective.
As a result, she says, the warehousing jobs may stick around, but they're likely to have a lot of turnover. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.